News from the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Dale Forbes. Pottawatomie County Emergency Management Director Chad Larman says the isolated damage from an apparent tornado near U.S. 177 is forced to clean up. Larman says it's eerie that this happened nearly a year ago from another tornado strike which impacted Shawnee and Seminole.
It was very sobering. A year ago we got hit, now we've possibly got three more tornadoes today.
Larman's team, along with the Code Red alert system, will send out warnings about any additional storms that might come their way this weekend. Members of the state Senate approve a resolution declaring April 21st through the 27th as Crime Victims Week. Senator Darrell Weaver, the former director of the Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics, reflecting here on crime victims.
We talk about different reforms, and I think we're all about some of that. But let's always keep in mind there's a victim.
From the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Dale Forbes.
For nearly 50 years, the Radio Oklahoma News Network has been bringing listeners news of the day. We're an Oklahoma-owned and operated company with a commitment to keeping an eye on news that impacts you. From the state capitol, agriculture, energy, local government, and health. When we say news by Oklahomans, for Oklahomans, we mean it. Catch us on one of our great affiliates every day or go to RadioOklahomaNews.com.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's Agri Centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills Agri Centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.